Loving the local community.
Loving North Devon.
This is The Voice.
Now, a new film is being created to highlight what life could be like for someone forced into assuming the role of a caregiver, and it's being made locally. Writer, producer and director Jodie Medland joins us. Good morning.
Hey, Laura. Morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. This sounds really, really exciting. So, first of all, tell us how the idea came about.
I mean, it's a bit of a full circle thing, really. I moved to London, must be 20 years ago now, to be a filmmaker. And I've worked on film projects, but for the last 5 years or so, all of my work's been on stage. And so it's nice now that I'm back in Devon to be making a feature film down here. It came about because I know a couple that this has kind of happened to, where his wife had essentially a stroke that was followed by a massive brain hemorrhage. And it was kind of a miracle that she stayed alive, really. But what it did mean was that he had no choice, had to sort of leave his job, didn't have an income, and they had like savings, so they had too much money to have really any assistance from the government or anything. And so you've got someone whose life has drastically changed, who's trying to grieve the loss of their wife, really, because she's very severely altered, of course, and all the stresses and strains that come with that. And I think that someone who is forced into that life as a caregiver, I don't know if it's spoken about enough what that life is like, and particularly when there's not a great deal of help incoming. It was something I just felt I need to do something about that just to get that message out. So yeah, I started writing a script. It came together very fluently, really, just because I had such an intimate knowledge, really, of their existence. And I said, can you read this and can you basically say you're okay with everything in there? And luckily, you know, there was the thumbs up from the script. And so I was like, right, let's do this.
How do they feel about you sharing a story like this?
I think probably similar to me in the way that not enough people kind of know. I think as well, whenever I'd heard of people that were sort of claiming money, having this income to look after loved ones, they kind of get associated with the benefits cheats that we know exist in the country. Like, that's a big thing. But I think it's just so completely unfair when you know the reality of what that existence is and how the life that you were going for is overnight taken away from you. And actually, it's such a huge challenge to take on. And I actually think the amount of money that these amazing people save the government should mean that there could be a better way to look at it.
Yeah,
I believe.
Yeah. And I guess there's that sense. I mean, you know, if it happened to any of us, if we all of a sudden had to change our lives completely and care for a loved one, we'd do it without hesitation, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
And do you think sometimes there's that sense of feeling guilty, perhaps, if we moan about it or if we feel a bit hard done by every now and again? We mustn't say that sort of thing because, you know, we should be grateful that we've still got them here. But hang on a minute, I want to do this and I miss my opportunity to do that now.
Yeah, it's exactly that. And I think what I've kind of had, if you can use the word fun, what I've had a bit of fun with, or certainly creative license with, is someone in that extreme circumstance that where it's happened shortly after they have entered married life. And then suddenly all the stresses and strains of financial side of life and the emotional side of losing someone, not being able to grieve. But it's simple things as well, like you can't even really sleep because the minute you try to sleep, invariably something will happen that needs your attention. And so I think when someone's in that circumstance, and if they are sleep deprived, and certainly if they then become cut off from people around them, because family and friends can be nervous about coming over to the house and things because they don't really know what to do with the situation. And before you know it, that person is living quite an isolated existence as well. And I think with all of those things happening, yeah, I've had a bit of creative license on the darker side of where your mind could go to. So yeah, the husband has these kind of vivid murderous thoughts and he battles with that. So like you're saying, he can't openly vent, really. He would feel guilty about what he feels that's done to him because he sees what it's done to his wife. But where does that leave you then as a person?
Yeah.
And what kind of challenge, yeah, does that give you? emotionally.
Yeah. And these situations happen up and down the country every day, don't they? There are so many people that are affected by stories similar to this. You're bringing it to North Devon, particularly the Barnstaple area when it comes to filming. So where are you going to be shooting it and when?
So because of the nature of the film, a lot of it is based in the home of the couple. And so I have, in fact, I'm not going to tell you the exact location because it's hard to book it anyway and it's perfect.
Okay.
So I'm not going to tell everyone where it is. But yeah, it's right in the heart of Barnstaple.
Okay.
And actually a lot of actors use it in things. So like the Panto crowd that are here this Christmas will be staying there.
Okay.
So it's quite well known within the community of certainly theatre makers. But yes, that main location is middle of Barnstaple, and then I'll be shooting down on sort of Saunton Beach and in and around town for any of the external things. All everything will be local to Barnstaple, and that includes the acting talent and also the filmmakers that will be working on it with me. So it's lovely to be able to have a project that local people can get attached to as well.
Yeah. Why did you choose to do it around here?
Because it is really, really difficult to get those kind of opportunities in the southwest. Not just Barnstaple, like it's further reaching than that, really. I think Bristol's the closest place we have where any sort of television happens, and some film projects, but not many. But as a rule, the southwest is pretty overlooked in terms of funding and opportunity and all of the things you need to make films happen.
So have you got everybody sorted now that you need to? You've got your main cast. Is there any sort of part of this that you need filling? Is there any extras? Or?
Absolutely, yeah. So we've got a lot of the sort of stable, or sorry, I should say staple cast members are in place. But we have a lot of slightly smaller roles and certainly extras and things, and speaking roles as well that I'm going to be filling. I might be holding some sort of open auditions and stuff to do that. So certainly, I would say like on my website, penworksmedia.co.uk, it's worth visiting that and following our social media channels because, any castings and things we do, which will be happening, will be posted on there. And if you're just interested in the project and you're local and you kind of feel like you want to know more or you might be able to help, please get in touch and we'll have a conversation. That would be great.
What about behind the scenes? Any sort of...
Behind the scenes, we definitely need help. Even people that might want to invest in films, there's a way to do that as well. Again, we've got because it's a micro-budget film, we're kind of beg, stealing and borrowing in certain areas. But all hands on deck. We got a small, intimate sort of cast and crew. But we can add to it still because the more hands we have, the better. Because of our budget, there's a certain way we have to kind of contract people. But if people are up for it and they want to look at how we can, what we can offer, then let's have a conversation about that. And if there's someone there that I can get involved, I will.
How long is this process going to take from start to finish?
Well, I've been kind of working on this in the background for maybe 3 or 4 months. We're shooting in March, so the 15th to the 29th of March are our shoot dates. So between now and then, I'll be kind of putting as many spare hours as I have into that project because I know that time is going to be eaten up very quickly.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then the turnaround after you finish shooting to the finished product, how long does that bit take?
So I'm lucky in that I've got Tyler Courtney. He's my camera operator and DOP. But it's nice when that is also your editor because it saves a lot of time.
Yeah.
Because they've been on set and they know the rationale to all of your decisions, turning around the edit will be a lot quicker than it would if it was just an external editor. I want to take at least a finished cut of a good trailer and know that the film's being edited to Cannes Film Festival next May. So if we can have a sort of a cut film 2 to 3 months after the shoot, even if it's a rough cut and we still need to tweak it a bit, I'm definitely hoping it'll be ready by next summer.
How cool would that be to take a little bit of it to Cannes Film Festival? You just dropped that in there, didn't you? Just threw that comment away. Well, hey, listen, come on. Let's get involved in this.
Well, I need broadcasters and distributors, so that's where I'm going.
Yeah. So that would be amazing. So when you've got it all finished and all, you know, shiny and with a bow on it, ready to go, what do you hope people will take from this?
I just think it's something that, firstly, it is entertaining. It's a drama thriller, but there's definitely some very dark humour in there as well. Mm-hmm. So it's my complete, as a viewer, it's the kind of blend that I love. Mm-hmm. So I think people will be entertained first and foremost. But the secondary thing is, I think they'll be like, oh, that's what life must actually be like for someone who that happens to. And I think if there's any misconception of how difficult it is, it will clear that up and it will kind of shine a bit of a light on how things could be a bit easier and how people might be able to help more. Mm. I think that's the most I could ask for. But if that happened to anyone that watched it, I'd be really, really happy.
It's a fascinating subject and it's so lovely that it's being created here in North Devon as well. Just remind us again then how we can get involved and find out more about it.
So I would say, first thing, come to the website penworksmedia.co.uk. Already there's a few sort of pages on there that will tell you information about the project. We've got the press release, we've got the pitch deck, and we've got my contact details, so anyone that wants to reach out and say anything can do that. And then, yeah, big updates will be on that website, but smaller updates will be on the social media channels. And from the website, you can follow our social media channels, so that's probably the easiest way to do things.
Thank you for coming in and talking to us about it. I guess we'll keep in touch and you can sort of keep us, you know, along the journey of creating it as well, so we can sort of keep updated with how it's all going.
Absolutely. I'll be shouting about this project from a rooftop all the way through.
Good. Now, we're going to play a little piece of music now, which you've said is quite relevant to the film. So this is Patrick Watson and The Great Escape. Tell me a little bit about why this is so important.
Yeah, it's, whenever I go on my hikes and things, I'm always listening to music and, if possible, new music. And every now and then there'll be something that jumps out and it just relates to a project you're working on. And I was like, oh, the lyrics in it were so relevant to how I thought the central character would be feeling that I actually incorporated the song into the script. So it's part of the story and it might give you a bit of a clue as to how the story will unfold if you listen closely.
Oh, well, we will. So this is Patrick Watson and The Great Escape. Dun, 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 dun.
says Bandy, looking for the great escape on Bandy, looking for the great escape, great escape.